Okay, ja. Nochens in Kolo, Shigavin by Gershon Hettner on Tillim Chatzir Dalad on the 1st of March 2009, Hey Adar Toshin Savachtet. Well, as we are Tillim Chatzir Dalad, we're up to Pasuk Hey. At the end of last week's Shir, I made a very nice mistake. Right at the very end, I was under the impression we hadn't yet finished Pasuk Dalad. And I said we'd finish it off this week. When I checked my notes, I realised I had actually said everything I'd prepared on Pasuk Dalet, so it was very good. That means we finished off a good final point, and we can start now from Pasuk Hey. I think what I'll do is, I'll just go back to the beginning of the chapter, just to zoom through the first Pasukim, just so we get back into it. So, Tehillim chapter Yudalet, Lamasech LeDavid, a song for the conductor for David. Omar Novel Belibo, the wicked man says in his heart, Him Elohim, there is no God. His Shvisu, they've destroyed. His Sivra Alila, their actions are disgusting. Eina Tetov, nobody does any good. Hashem Yishaman Hishkif al Bnei Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down upon people from heaven. Liros to see Hayesh Maskel, if anybody is worthy. Derish Hashem, who seeks God. But the bad news is, Hakol Sar, everybody's turned away from Hashem, Yachtov Nailochu, everybody's become disgusting or despicable, Ein Esetov, nobody does good, Ein Gam Echad, not even one. Halo Yodu Kapole Oven, don't those who do evil, don't they all know, and who are they? They are Ochle Ami, the people who are consuming my people, Ochlu Lechem, as they eat bread, in other words, they consume Klalisor like they eat bread, Hashem the Koron, they have not called God. And we've learned it from Shasim, whether it's the enemies who haven't called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether it's Klal Yisrael who haven't called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you remember that Rashi learns that this chapter is all about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash with Nebuchadnezzar, by Nebuchadnezzar. And you'll also remember something which is going to be coming up a few times, is that we have this parallel chapter, chapter Nun Gimel, which is almost identical to this one, with a few changes here and there. Okay, so we're ready to move on to Pasuk Hey. Shom, over there, Pochad and Pochad, they feared a fear. Ki Elokim b'dor tzadik, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the generation of the tzadik. Or maybe we could translate it, the Masad Rav Kook Pirush on Tehillim gives us two alternatives, that this expression b'dor tzadik could either be a generation of a tzaddik, in which case the word der is a smichus, the generation of a tzaddik, we need to know who the tzaddik is, or the der tzaddik could be an adjective, the tzaddik could be an adjective of the word der, it just means a righteous generation. So two different ways of understanding the pasuk. Okay, Shom Pachad Ufachad, there they fear the fear, ki Elokim b'der tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the generation of the tzaddik. So Rashi explains that what's this Shom all about? So it goes back to the previous Pasuk Dalad, which Rashi learns is all about Belshazzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, celebrating the fact that Klal Yisrael would not be going back to Eretz Yisrael, they would no longer be settled in the land. So as Belshazzar was concerned, the 70-year calculation was up and finished, and so he celebrated this big feast. It's recorded in Daniel, so as a member, chapter 8. He celebrated a big feast, and that was at that big feast that the hands reappeared, writing on the wall, writing the message of downfall for Bavel, and or for Persia, maybe I should say, for Bavel. And at Shom, it was there, Pochadu Fochad. So Rashi learned that the celebration of Belshazzar is noted in Pasuk Dalet. Achlu Lechem, they ate bread, they made a big party, and now Shom, over there, during that party, right there, at that same moment, Pochadu Fochad, they feared a fear. And Pesukim and Daniel, chapter 8, record the terrible fear that struck Belshazzar, and his knees were knocking together, and he was shaking, and he was in a terrible way because he saw this message and he didn't know what the message meant, and he was absolutely petrified. So Shom, over there, learning according to Rashi, Pochad Pochad, right there, during the feast of Belshazzar, they feared a fear. And why was that? Ki Elokim b'dor tzaddik, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present in the generation of a tzaddik. Says Rashi, who's the tzaddik? It's a reference to Yechonia. Now Yechonia was the melech of Yehuda at the time when Sanherib took Klal Yisrael into Bofeld. Just actually a few years before Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy the Beit Hamikdash. I don't remember how many years. I think about 11 or 15 years. Somewhere, I don't remember exactly how long it was. So, and among the people whom he took into captivity was Yechonyah, by the way, together with Mordechai. We're going to read it in the Megillah next week. Asher, Hagla, Mirushalayim, Imagala, Asher, Havicha. Thank you very much. Yechonyah, Melech Yehuda. Asher, Hagla, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel. Yes. So, Yechonyah and many others, and Mordechai, and as far as I know, Yecheskel was also taken into Babel. And Chazal say the reason why they were taken before the actual Golos, before the actual destruction of the Mikdash, is because they went off to Bavel and they had time to set up a Jewish community in Bavel, which they did before the multitudes of Yidden came some years later when the Beis Mikdash was actually destroyed. So they arrived in Bavel after the destruction of the Beis Mikdash. They arrived in Bavel only to find a kehillah set up with all the schools in place and the Bati Medrash in place and the Beis Knesset in place.
Serum
from Bedisa, yeah, they were already established then. Yeah.
So the temple would be destroyed and there would be a Golos, yeah?
That's right. So Yechonyah was taken as Golos early, and he was among the people who set up the kehillah. Well, actually, he didn't have much of a chance. He was imprisoned by Nebuchadnezzar. Yechonyah was imprisoned by Nebuchadnezzar in a tiny cell, where he lived out almost the rest of his life. No, he was released by Evel Merodach, I think, who was Nebuchadnezzar's son. And Yechonyah is considered a good man. He was a tzaddik, and so he's the Kielikim B'dor tzaddik. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present at the time of the in that generation, and therefore some years later HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to bring retribution upon Belshazzar, and hence Shom Pachazu Fochad.
About this period, we've been learning from Rabbi Shishak, reading Hesiod, of the terrible things that Hashem had said would happen before the destruction to those who had come up from the dead, so they were in Babel. So do we assume that from these warnings, these forebodings, what were going to happen, that they did Teshuvah and they formed these the institutions for learning and all they said that the words of Yechaziel had a remedial effect on the Yidden at the time? So they did.
He went to Zimbabwe with
the
Shalach when I was
straight.
We find a similar thing before Golos Mitzrayim, that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda down in advance. Is that what you were just saying?
To Goshen,
that's right. Yehuda was sent down by Yaakov Avinu in order to set up a Beis Medrash in Mitzrayim, so that when everyone else arrived, it was all in place. Yes, interestingly enough, my seed chavruser, Reuven Lavi, in Kingsbury, who came from Baghdad, said to me that Mordechai and Esther are buried in Bavel. They're buried there, they were there, and they were buried there. And he said every Purim, the Kehillah of Baghdad would go to visit their Kavarim.
It's in Iran, isn't it? I think it's in Iran.
I don't know exactly where. He grew up in Baghdad. So there you are. So I've got Reuven mentioned on the in the shiur now. He's a chavrusa. I've been learning with him about 25 or 26 years. Very lovely chavrusa. Okay. Now the Targum on this pasuk adds in just a small, a little touch on the Targum, which is ki elokim b'dor tzaddik. He translates this elokim as demimra d'Hashem. The word of Hashem is found, B'dorah de Tzadikei, in the generation of Tzadikim. It's just a very slight change of emphasis. The pasuk gives it as Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his presence is with the Tzadik, and the Targum translates it as the Mimra to Hashem, the word of Hashem is there. So I'm not quite sure what he means by that, but that's how he lands it. The Metzudas Tzion, no, the Metzudas David lands, yeah, that it was a, that, yeah, that when Sancheiriv came to attack Klal Yisrael, we know, we've made mention of this earlier, that Nebuchadnezzar himself was part of that army, and he survived, and the whole army was, had pachad, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped the whole lot out with a, had a panic attack or something like that, and it was on Seder night, of course, that they with Sancheiriv. The Mitzvah David learns, as far as I understand, the Mitzvah David learns that this chapter deals with Sancheiriv. Rashi learns it's Nebuchadnezzar. Mitzvah David learns it's Sancheiriv, and therefore Shom Pochad Ufachad is a reference to the army of Sancheiriv panicking, and of course they were wiped out. I don't know how they were wiped out, through some stampede, or they killed each other. I don't know exactly how it happened, but that's how the Mitzvah David learns that Pochad Ufachad is a reference to Sancheiriv. Yeah. The Ibn Ezra says, and I'm not certain I've understood this Ibn Ezra correctly, but I think he says that Shom Pachad Ufachad, that the enemies of Klal Yisrael will be in fear until they come to the recognition Kelekim B'Dat Tzadik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in the generation of Tzadikim. So he learns this, that the two halves of the pasuk are that the enemies of Klal Yisrael will be in fear, and then he adds in this word until ad ki Elokim B'Dat Tzadik, until they recognize that Elokim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the among generation of Tzadikim. The Tosfos Rid, Rabbi Yishai from Turin, he comes back and says, yeah, the whole chapter is all about Nebuchadnezzar, agreeing with Rashi, and he learns that the later chapter, Nun Gimel, is about Sancheiriv. So again, a slightly different emphasis there. And he says that there, in the chapter about Sancheiriv, which is, he learns, is chapter Nun Gimel, Pasuk Vav, all about Sancheiriv, there's a slight change in the wording there. There the Pasuk says, Shom Pochadu Fachad, there they feared a fear. But then the pasuk continues over there in chapter Nun Gimel, Lo Hayafachad, but it wasn't a fear. So here our pasuk just says Shom Pochadu Fachad, they feared. There the pasuk extends it as Shom Pochadu Fachad, Lo Hayafachad, but the fear wasn't a real fear. Why not? He says because that chapter is talking about Sancheiriv. No, Sancheiriv came, but his army was wiped out. Yeah, his army was wiped out there in this one night. His army was wiped out, and therefore lo hayafachad, it wasn't a genuine fear. That's how he learns. It wasn't a real fear at that time, because no, a real fear for Klal Yisrael. Thank you. Yes, that's the point of that. Make it clear. It wasn't a real fear for Klal Yisrael because lo hayafachad, because they were wiped out. So that chapter is talking about Sancheiriv, and our chapter is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. That's how the Tosfos Rid lands. The Tosfos Rid also learns that Ki Elokim B'Dat Tzadik means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly watching over the generation in order to find a tzadik to save us in the zechus of that tzadik. That's how he learns it. The Medrash HaTov also highlights the difference between our chapter and chapter Nun Gimel. Here we've got Shom Pochad Ufachad, and there you've got Shom Pochad Ufachad Lo Hayafachad, not being a genuine fear. And says the Medrash HaKetuv, comparing our chapter, which says Pochad Ufachad, they feared, is reference to the 10 tribes who went into Golus. Melech Ashur was Sancheiriv, wasn't it? Who's the Melech Ashur who came? Yeah. It took away ten tribes. It was Sancheiriv. I'm a bit confused now on the name. Bilbel. That's how you mix them all up. Yeah, so he moved all the nations around. That's how he brought other nations into it. Yeah. So he says our chapter. It says the Medrash HaKetuv, our chapter, where it says Pochad Ufachad, there was a fear, is a reference to the 10 tribes who were parts who formed Malchus Yisrael. They went off. They were taken off into Golus by Sancheiriv. they had something to worry about. Whereas the second chapter, Nun Gimel, where it continues, Lo Ayafracha, there was not a genuine fear, that's reference to the two tribes of Yehud and Binyamin who were not taken at that time. So they didn't have anything to fear. Malchus Yehuda, they didn't have anything to fear. Likewise, it says, Pochad and Spochad in our chapter, where there was fear, is a reference generally to Tzadikim, who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in Olam Hazeh. But the later chapter, Nun Gimel, Lo HaYafachad, there's nothing to worry about, is a reference to the Tzadikim after they arrive in Olam Habo. Yeah, Lo HaYafachad, nothing to worry about anymore. Our chapter, which says Pochad Ufochad, where there is fear, is a reference to Rishoyim in Olam Haba, where they have got something to fear. Whereas later on, the later chapter, Nun Gimel, it says Lo HaYafochad, there was nothing to fear. That's a reference to Rishoyim who don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. So that's the balance between these two chapters. That's how the Medrash HaTorah brings it.
You could turn that around many ways, couldn't you?
Really? Yeah, of course you could.
So
absolutely.
You could say, there is fear and there is not fear.
Yeah.
That's apparently what most of
them exactly how they're just put it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just remember with regard to Mount Yisrael that went into Golos, it was the Assyrians.
Assyrians, Ashur,
yeah. Assyrians, Ashur, yeah.
That was Sanhedrin. Yeah, I'm not sure if I made a mistake earlier when I was speaking about Sanhedrin, if I made a mistake on the names.
No,
that was Sanhedrin Melech Ashur. Yeah. And he kicked off by he took the 10 tribes.
He did.
I'm confused because his army was wiped out in one night. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I made a mistake or not. I'm not sure. I have learnt it.
I don't remember it. Okay. Yeah. Zemiri, on our chapter, like Rashi, learns that our chapter is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. And then the follow up as well, talking about Belshazzar, that Ochlu Lechem ate food, is a reference to Belshazzar. And he says that Elohim B'Dor Tzadik is not a reference to Yechonia, which is what Rashi says. Says the Meiri, it's a reference to Daniel, who was, of course, living at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, and Belshazzar as well. That's Kelekim B'Dor Tzadik. Who is that Tzadik? Rashi learns it's Yechonia, Meiri learns it's Daniel. Now, the Alshich, I was nice and topical now, coming on to Purim, the Alshich learns this whole chapter is all about Purim. I remember that he's got the whole chapter, I didn't understand everything he said, but he learns that the chapter is not a downbeat chapter. It's an upbeat chapter saying that nowadays HaKadosh Baruch Hu should surely save us. Why? Because we have tzaddikim in our generation like we had tzaddikim in the times of Mordechai and the story of Purim. That's Kielakim with that tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there at the time of the tzaddik, and surely we have tzaddikim nowadays as well. So he says, who's this Pochad Ufochad? Says the Al-Sheikh, Pochad Ufochad is reference to Klal Yisrael, that they were trembling and they were in fear of Haman and Achashverosh. And why was that? Why did they fear? Because Elohim B'Dor Tzadik, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there at the time of a generation of a Tzadik, and that Tzadik being Mordechai. That's how the Al-Sheikh learned. That's the whole chapter is all about Purim. And therefore we're saved, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is
Mordechai to save them.
Exactly, yeah. And he says that Mordechai brought them all back to do teshuvah, and therefore they were saved because Elohim B'Dor Tzadik, and therefore the follow up on that, says the Al-Sheikh, is therefore in every generation HaKadosh Baruch Hu should also save us, because there's always a Tzadik in every generation. Mm-hmm. That's the gist of the Al-Sheikh, and I might well not have it absolutely correct. I've actually written in my notes, I didn't understand it fully. That's it. Good. Yeah. The Yalkut Miam Lilies learns that, again, similarly, this Kishon Pochad Ufochad is reference to Klal Yisrael, fearing in every generation. Every generation where we're in Golos, we've got Tzoros, so Klal Yisrael fear, because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they can be Zer Tzadik. But there's some Pochad Ufochad, which reference to Klal Yisrael living in fear. So we've got different Pshatim, either Rashi learns it was Belshazzar who was in fear, and here we've got other Pshatim which learns Klal Yisrael living in fear.
So Klal Yisrael in fear, and Hashem says so.
Exactly, yes. Elohim is Zer Tzadik, yes. That's it. Yeah. The Masad Rav Kook, Pirush on Tehillim, points out that Pochad Ufochad is a double expression. They feared fear. It's a double expression. Why do we need to have a double expression? Could just say Shom Pochadu. The double expression is an emphasis. It's horrendous fear. Absolutely. It's a dread.
Yeah.
Now the Malbim learns, let me get this right. Yeah, the Malbim learns that he takes Psukim Dalet and He together. And he says that let's go back over Dalet to get the Malbim Pshat. Halo yodu kol pole oven. Don't all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, those who do evil, don't they realize from the situation of Ochle Ami, when my people were, I'm sorry, mistake, Ochle Ami, those who consume my people, i.e. the enemies of Klal Yisrael, don't they realize from the situation of Ochlu Lechem, of eating bread, says the Malbim, what's the situation of eating bread? He quotes the Tor, which really comes straight from a Medrash, and the Tor Shulchan Aruch, it's in Erech Chaim, and it's Simen Mem Vav, where we bring the famous story of David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Tikin Me'o Brachos. David HaMelech instituted we should recite 100 brachos a day. Why was that? This is a medrash from Rav Matrunoi. Yeah. Why is that? Because Ki b'chol yom hayumesim kufnat nefashos miyisrael. Every day 100 people died in Klal Yisrael during the time of David HaMelech. V'lo hayyodim al ma hayumesim, and they didn't al me hayumesim. They didn't know why 100 people were dying every day. Ad shechokar, until David HaMelech made his inquiries, ve'hivin b'ruach HaKodesh, and he realized with ruach HaKodesh where the problem lay, the sikkim lehem Yisrael kuf brachas, and he instituted that Klal Yisrael should recite 100 brachas a day, which is halacha, of course, we have 100 brachas a day. And it's brought in the Gemara in Menachos, so I remember it's Mem Dalas, it's Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Yeah. V'alkein tikvu chachamim zichron and a bracha in our brachas al seida ha'onam v'an ha'gosso, and therefore the chachamim instituted we should make 100 brachas every day according to the seida ha'onam v'an ha'gosso, where we refer to like the brachas at the beginning of davening. All through the day we're making brachas. La'ashlim kuf brachas v'chol yom, in order to complete 100 brachas a day.
Sorry. Stop davening.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Stop the plague. Yeah, absolutely. And the person should be very careful to make 100 brachas a day. The person should not make less. And a person is welcome to add to that number, but he certainly should not make less than fewer than 100 brachas a day. Says the Malbim, this Ochlu Lechem is a reference to Klal Yisrael eating food Hashem le Karau, without calling out to Hashem, without making brachas. Therefore, David HaMelech, Shom Pochad Ufochad, they lived in terrible fear. Klal Yisrael were petrified of the situation. And consequently, David HaMelech made his takana, we should make 100 brachas every day. And that's Kielukim Vedar Tzadik. And therefore, says the Malbim, don't the enemies of Klal Yisrael realize that Kielukim Vedar Tzadik, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the generation of Tzadikim. The enemies of Klal Yisrael should have learned from the lesson that Klal Yisrael did learn from. Klal Yisrael learned that 100 people were dying every day, and they realized, David HaMelech realized where the problem lay, and he instituted 100 brachas a day, and the plague came to an end. Says the Malbim, Pasuk Dalad links to Pasuk Hey, Halo Yodin Kabbalah Oven, didn't these people, don't these Rishoyim realize Kielukim Vedar Tzadik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the generation of Tzadikim? They should have learned from that lesson. Klal Yisrael learned from it. So the enemies of Klal Yisrael should also learn from it, but they don't learn. That's how he learns it. That's how the Malbim learns. Yeah. Good. And that is it for Pasuk Hey. Good. Pasuk Vav. I'm hoping we're going to finish the chapter today. It would be great if we can. Atzas oni tovishu. The advice of the poor person, tovishu, you have shamed. You have shamed the advice of the poor person, Kashem Matri, because God is his protector. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him. So, who is this oni? So generally, all the Mepharshim say this oni is a representation of Klal Yisrael, who is poverty-stricken, downtrodden nation. Yeah? That's how. And the oni puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Hashem Machseihu, because God protects him, and the enemy comes along and shames the enemy comes along and shames the oni. Atas oni tavishu, you have shamed the oni, the oni's advice or the oni's counsel for life. And what is that counsel for life? Ki Hashem Machseihu, that God protects him. That's how Rashi learns. The Targum, I got really stuck on this Targum, but...
Does that mean he loses his betochen?
No, I don't think so. No. But the enemy comes along and puts the oni, puts Klal Yisrael to shame, or teases them, or taunts them, and says, you put all your trust in your God, who you say protects you.
Yeah, and he's not helping you.
And he's not helping you, and then the enemies come along and attack us. Yeah. It's along those lines. I have to say, I don't think I know precisely.
Right.
But I think that's roughly what it means, yeah. The Targum says, Milkas Anya Tvahasun, and Milkas means the thought or the counsel of the poor person you have shamed. Matul de Shaveva Shem Sivre. It took me ages to work it out, but Baruch Hashem, I managed it with the help of a Jastro dictionary. Matul de Shaveva Shem Sivre, because he places Sivrei, his hopes in Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he learns it. Places his hopes in Hashem. That's an interesting piece. That's how the Targum knows it. And therefore the Oni puts his trust in Hashem, Ki Hashem Machseihu, and the enemies come along and attack us for it. That's along those lines. Yeah. Yeah. And the Matthias David says that this prophet, Ki Hashem Machseihu, is to counteract how the way the chapter began. The way the chapter began is with the enemies of Klal Yisrael, when he learns it's Sancheirev, saying, Ein Elokim. Amar Novel Belibo, Ein Elokim. There is no God. So our prophet comes along and gives Aedus to the very, to the contrary. No, Ki Hashem Machseihu. Hashem does protect. Hashem is there to protect. Mm-hmm. That's how the Matthias David learns. The Meiri learns that let me check this out. Yes, he learns it's a reference to Belshazzar, who was saying, who was of course celebrating the fact that the 70 years of Golas Bavel had come to an end, and you think Hashem is going to protect you, Ki Hashem Achseihu, you, Oni, Klausel, you, your Iksa, you believe Hashem is going to protect you. He's not going to protect you because the 70 years are up and he's not going to protect you, and hence Belshazzar celebrated. And of course his calculation was wrong. Now the Al-Sheikh again learns this is all about Purim. Let me get this right. Yeah, he says the Oni in our pasuk is reference to Mordechai. Atzat Oni. And what was Mordechai's advice to Klal Yisrael? Ki Hashem Machseihu, Hashem's going to protect you. Mordechai went out and he encouraged everybody to fast and to daven, and Mordechai with Esther, of course. And he gives a whole shot on the word Tovishu, which I've written in my notes, I did not understand. So, that's the Al-Sheikh learning the chapter deals with Purim. He says that Oni in the Apostle gives reference to Mordechai. The Yalk Shimoni on Tehillim, and it's Os Tovshin Ayin, says that this Pasuk Atas Oni Tovishu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu insulting the nations of the world, saying to the nations of the world, my people, this Oni, they had an Eitzah. They've got their idea. What's their idea? To build the Beis HaMikdash. And you, nations of the world, Tovishu, you've insulted it. You never allowed them to build the Beis HaMikdash. For many years, they wanted to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and the Bavel wouldn't allow them. You know, Achashverosh, it's nice and topical, Achatzia Malchus. And the Gemara says, what does he mean by Adchat HaMalchus? I won't allow you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he meant, that he, when he said to Esther, I will give you Adchat HaMalchus, but not only up to a certain point, not to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yalkut Shemini says that this pasuk is Atzas Oni. The idea of Klal Yisrael was to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And you, nations of the world, Tavishu, you've insulted them by not allowing them, shame them, you haven't allowed them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and you've added insult to injury by building Botei Avodah Zorah. That's how the Yalkut Shemini learns it. In the
Alchemist,
Tavishu, yeah, you've insulted the Klal Yisrael by not allowing them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Alchemist Amloi says that it's the nations of the world saying to Klal Yisrael, Atasani Tavishu, you insult the Eitzah of the Klal Yisrael by saying Ki Hashem Machseyu. It's actually a long similar to what we said all along, namely that the Klal Yisrael say, "Ha, Hashem Machseyu, you think Hashem's going to protect you? He doesn't protect you." And that's this Eitzah, the idea or the counsel that Klal Yisrael have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them. The Yalkut Me'amloiz goes on to say a very sweet pshat here. He says that we're talking, the pasuk is a reference to the person who refuses to give tzedakah to the oni, literally oni, poor person. And what does a person do? He's approached by an oni, can I please have some tzedakah? And he turns around to the oni and he says, I'm not going to give you any money. Hashem machzeyu, Hashem will protect you. You don't need me. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. And that's an insult, of course, to the oni. Atzas oni tavishu ki Hashem machzeyu. And a similar idea is brought by the Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky in his Pirush on Tehillim, where he says he brings quite a very strong language against people who are approached for tzedakah loans, and they say to the oni, "Okay, you want me to lend you some money? I'll gladly lend you some money, but tell me, who is your orev? Who is your guarantor?" So the oni says, "I'll have Yankel be my guarantor." He says, "Okay, fine, in that case I'll lend you the money." Whereas the oni who turns around to the malve, or the potential malve, the person who might lend him the money, and says, "I couldn't find myself a guarantor, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be my guarantor." And then the malve, the person who should be lending the money, turns out to be oni, says, "I'm not prepared to lend you the money. You haven't got a proper guarantor." That's oni, Atzas Oni Tavishu, you've insulted the oni, when he says Ki Hashem Achseh, that Hashem will protect him, you're not prepared to lend him when he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're only prepared to lend him when he relies on Yankel. You know, what kind of tzedakah is that? Yeah, and that's it for Pasuk Vav. Good. Oh, we stand a chance. We might finish it.
But you must say Hashem is the best guarantor.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best guarantor. That's exactly what he says. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best guarantor. And an honor who puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be belittled for that. Yeah. Okay. Mi Yitain Mitzion Yeshua Sisrael. This word "me," let's learn it at the moment as being a wistful expression of hope. I wish. Halavai. This is how Rashi learns it. This is how most Mepharshim learn it. Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide Yeshua Yisrael, will provide the salvation of Yisrael from Tzion. The Shuv Hashem Shavus Amo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the captivity of his people. And when that happens, Yogel, Yaakov will rejoice, Yisvach Yisrael Yisrael will celebrate. So the word "me," learning it, Rashi learns it, learning it, most professional learn it, it's an expression of halavai. We find this a few times. Mi yitain kol am Hashem neviim. Umi yitain kol am Hashem neviim. It's pasuk in Balocha, Shafi Yudalef, pasuk Kaftes. Halavai, all of Klal Yisrael could be neviim. So mi yitain is an expression of "I wish." That's how Rashi learns it. The Mitzvah David learns that this Yogel Yaakov Yisach Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will rejoice at the time of the Geula. Why? Because it's a follow-on from the previous pasuk, Ki Hashem Machseihu. They have trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore now they deserve to celebrate when the Geula will indeed come. This word Beshuv Hashem Shavus, the Beshuv says the Mitzvah Tzion. He brings a pshat that's an expression of settling down with ease. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, and it's chapter Lamed, pasuk Tes Vov, where the pasuk says, "Kichama Hashem Elokim," so says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Kadosh Yisrael, b'shuva v'nachas tivasheyun." You will be saved with shuva, b'shuva, and with nachas. So he says this b'shuva Hashem Shemusama means Gaisa will be finally settled. It's an expression of nachas, of settling down to a quiet existence, we're no longer being hassled. That's how he knows b'shuv. As opposed to shuv being returning, which is simple pshat, so the Sion learns it's an expression of settling down in ease and comfort. And he quotes this pasuk in Yeshaya to prove it. I was very confused by the word shavus. Most Mepharshim learn it's an expression, and Masudas Tzion learns, and many others learn it's an expression of captivity, like Vayish Mimenu Shevi. So the Sheresh, but I was confused, what is this word Shavus? It got me a little bit confused until I thought about it a bit. Of course, the Sheresh would be Shin Veis Hei, which is to capture, and you find a very similar expression, it's in Koheles, and it's chapter Hei Posuk Yud. Rashi explains this possible that it, what more will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas other than ru'us einov, what he sees with his eyes when he sees Klal Yisrael obeying him? It was this word ru'us. It's just that word ru'us is a krikasiv there. It's in Koheles, it's chapter Hey Pasuk Yud. The word ru'us there is spelt Reish Aleph Yud Sof, but it's a krikasiv, and the kri is ru'us. So of course the word, the shoresh ru'us is reish aleph hei, and again, and where the shoresh finishes in a hei, and it's a direct parallel to this word shavus, which is shin veis hei, and therefore it's a direct parallel. Shavus ru'us, the same form of the word, and therefore it helped me to understand how the word shavus can mean captivity, because it comes from that shoresh shin veis hei. That's where. So it's just got a similar word to compare it to. That's the idea. With a similar word with a similar root structure, lamed heva, where the hay, last letter is a hay. The Ibn Ezra, I don't really understand this piece of Ibn Ezra fully, but he questions the use of the word mitzion. Mi etein mitzion, Yeshua Sisar. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the salvation of Klal Yisrael, mitzion. So what's this tzion? Well, tzion is, of course, another name for Yerushalayim. And he says, David HaMelech, okay, he was the king within Yerushalayim for 37 years. Yes, I think that's right. He was king of Yerushalayim for 33 years.
33 years.
Sorry, 33, thank you. 7 years in Hebron, thank you. 33 in Yerushalayim. So Tzion, Yerushalayim was his capital for most of that time, of course. But, says the Ibn Ezra, Tzion didn't really feature because there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. And he says, the focal point of the forerunner of the Beis HaMikdash was wherever the Oren happened to be located at that time. And it wasn't necessarily in Tzion, it wasn't necessarily in Yerushalayim. But, so he just meant...
Tzion is coming out of Israel.
Is it?
No matter where, yes.
Yeah, I thought Tzion is Daf Yerushalayim.
Yes, but I mean at that time there was no Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So Kimi Tzion could be from...
Generally.
From Eretz
Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael
generally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
could be, yeah.
So it could be
Tzion Tzisora. Oh, very good. Yeah, we're coming to that.
It could be the whole of Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always think of Yerushalayim when you hear that.
Yeah. We'll see. There are loads of them. We're coming to them.
But with Tzion and Yerushalayim.
Oh, I see. Ah, could be. Ah, yeah. We come to that. Yeah, the Tosfos Reed learns the whole that this parak is dealing with general Golos and general Yeshua.
Me attained is an expression that who will make possible the Zion? Who is the one that Yeshua said the salvation of Israel? Me attained. Who is the one that will
do it? Who will do it?
And therefore, what is a rhetorical question?
Who is it?
It's got to be Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah. Oh. So let's now you've all come up with these pesukim, which the Medrash HaTov gives us on this. The Medrash HaTov goes off a bit of a tangent here, saying that the source of all good things is Tzion. Brachas come from Tzion, Nechomas, comforts come from Tzion, Chativos, which is translated by the Arts School of Bounties, comes from Tzion. Everything comes from Tzion. And it goes through many, many psukim here. So it starts from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and it's chapter base, and it's Pasuk Gimel, which is. Chapter base, Pasuk Gimel. Yeah. Oh, Kibitzion Tetzesora was Va Hashem Yerushalayim. Yeah. So therefore, Torah comes from Tzion. How do you know the bracha comes from Tzion? From a pasuk in Tehillim. That's the one. Hey, it's chapter Kuf Lamed Daled, Pasuk Gimel. Let me give it to you precisely. Kuf Lamed Daled, Pasuk Gimel. Yevrechach Hashem Tzion, Ose Shaman Ba'aretz. Of course, at the end of the Shem Malachus. Yeah. So, and how do you know that Hofa'ah, which is revelation, how do you know that Hufa'ah comes from Tzion? From another chapter in Tehillim, it's chapter Nun, and it's Pasuk. No. You got the right word, Hofia. It's from chapter Nun, it's Tehillim chapter Nun, Pasuk base, where the Pasuk says, Mitzion Michlal Yofi, from Tzion, which is the summation of all beauty, Elohim Hosea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Klal Yisrael. How do you know that Seida, which is support, comes from Tzion, from a Pasuk in Tehillim chapter Kaf, Pasuk Gimel? Yishlach, we know it well. Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh, he will send his help, your help from holiness, Umitzion Yisadeka, and he will help you from Tzion. Chaim, life comes from Tzion. How do we know that? From a Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter Kuf Lamed Gimel, and it's Pasuk Gimel. Where's my bookmark? My
trust. The best blessings come from Tzion.
Everything comes from Tzion. This is the Medrash Shechetev. Oh, that's it. Kuf Lamed Gimel, and it's Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Kisham Tziv, Katal Chermon Sheyirid Al Hararei Tzion. Also, just at the end of the Shaman, it says, Katal Chermon Sheyirid Al Hararei Tzion comes to the upon the mountains of Tzion. Kisham, because there in Tzion, Tziv Hashem Es HaBracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanded Bracha. And Gedula, how do you know the Gedula comes from Tzion? From a Pasuk in Tehillim, it's chapter Tzadi Tes, Pasuk Base, where it says, Hashem b'tzion gadol, Hashem is great in Tzion. So Gedula comes from Tzion. And how do you know that Yeshua, salvation comes from Tzion? Surprise, surprise, our Pasuk. Mi'itein mitzion Yeshua Tzisrael, that Yeshua will come from Tzion. So the Medrash Shechetev, all good things come from Tzion. Oh. Then the Medrash Shechetev says, how do the Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael? Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yaakov rejoices and Yisrael celebrates. Why Yaakov? What's that? Is that possible? Is that a song? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, put it on the tape after. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Says the Medrash Shechetev, why Yaakov? Why not Avraham? Why not Yitzchak? That's the nice kasha. Says the Medrash Shechetev and brings a pasuk which I didn't understand, that of all the avos, Yaakov feels the good times for Klal Yisrael more than Avraham and Yitzchak, and also feels the bad times for Klal Yisrael more than Avraham and Yitzchak feel it. So of all the three of us, Yaakov is the one who relates to the highs and the lows of Klal Yisrael more than anybody else, more than Avraham and more than Yitzchak. It's Yaakov. So that's what it says, Yogel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael. It's Dafki Yaakov, not Avraham and Yitzchak. That's the Medrash Shechetev. So my son, Zalag Zunzain, Yaakov Chaim, brought home from Yeshiva, he furnishes me with Svarim for this Tehillim shir. He brought home the Pirush on Tehillim from the Satma Rebbe, from Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, and it's called Tehillas Yoel. His name is Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum. And there he brings the Pirush, and I didn't understand it fully, but I've got it approximately. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Chia. It's a strange machlokes as to, are people who have died, are they aware of what's going on here on earth or not? Machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yonason says the Mason don't know anything. They have no idea. He quotes the pasuk in Koheles, "Amisim inam yodim mu'uma," and I think I've got the pasuk right. But the Mesim aren't aware of anything. Whereas Chia learns that yes, they are aware. They do know what's going on. And the Gemara brings a whole load of questions against Rav Yonasan from stories which seem apparent that the Mesim are aware of what's going on here on planet Earth. And each one of them he rejects. Rav Yonasan answers, the Gemara gives answers to respond to these proofs, and each time the proof is along the line, the response to the proof is along the lines of, no, they didn't really know what was going on planet Earth, but in the interim period, someone died, came to Shamayim, and informed them what was going on. So that's it's
the latest news from Earth.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very strange. The Marsha on this Gemara, I didn't understand the Marsha, but the gist of the Marsha is that even though at the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan is chuzer, Rabbi Yonasan says he gives in to Rabbi Chia and he says okay, they do know what's going on. Nevertheless, there are limits to how much they know. That's how the Marsha explains the Gemara, that Rabbi Yonasan, even according to the Maskan of the Gemara, is that even though Rabbi Yonasan agrees in the end with Rabbi Chia and says that yes, they do know what's going on planet Earth, nevertheless there are limits to how much they do know. What those limits are, I didn't understand. Says Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, of all the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avram, we know, died. Yitzchak, we know, died. However, the Gemara says in Tanis, and it's Bacheyomid based, a well-known piece of Agadata, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu did not die. Because of Yaakov, it only says Vayigva, Velo Kesiv Vayomos, or Vayomos.
Okay.
With Avram Yitzchak, it's got a lotion of Vayomos as well.
He expired.
But it doesn't say Vayomos. So that's how Tosfos says. So it doesn't say Vayomos. So with Yaakov, it only says Vayigva. Yaakov being the Lomos.
So what do they say in the Gemara?
Did they mourn Yaakov for nothing? Did they embalm him for nothing? And the Gemara answers, Mikrani Dereshi. He explains, the Gemara goes on to say, now I'm learning from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is, Yatoh al tira av di Yaakov, no mashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't fear av di Yaakov, al teichos Yisrael, kinini moshi achom erechot, besachom eretz shivyom. We have a comparison between Yaakov and Zerah Yaakov, his descendants. Just as the descendants of Yaakov are still around, so too, ma zaru b'chayim, afhu b'chayim. That's the Gemara's conclusion there. Just as Yaakov is alive, so too Yaakov is also alive. It's a very strange piece, Gemara. It comes as part of a very strange story. Anyway, that's the... Oh, no, the tape's gone. Oh, it's stopped. Oh, hold on. Okay. So it comes as a... Just for the sake of the tape, to say that the paper stopped there. I don't know how much has gone missing. Okay.
So we said Israel are eternal, like Yaakov is eternal.
Exactly. Yaakov is eternal. But the Gemara... Exactly. But the Lashon of the Gemara is Yaakov is inu lo meis. So he says there are limitations, says Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, there are limitations as to how much the Mesim know, even though Rabbi Yonasan gives in to Rabbi Chia and says that indeed the Mesim do know what's going on, nevertheless there are some limitations as to how much the Mesim know. So he says, well, of all the others, Yaakov Avinu lo meis, he's the one who didn't die, and therefore he's far more aware of the highs and lows of Klal Yisrael. And with that he explains this piece of Medrash Shechetov, that of all the others, he's the one who knows more of what's going on with Klal Yisrael, more than Avraham and Yitzchak know. After the beautiful pshat from a sefer that I didn't, think I'd ever see. Where are we? That's the Medrash Shechetov. Let's see, 1 minute. Now the Radak, The word b'shuv Hashem shavus. B'shuv Hashem shavus amu. The word b'shuv is a slightly difficult word to understand because b'shuv is shin vav veis and it's in the kal. Whereas it really means to bring back, which should be in the hisil, and it should really be b'hoshiv. So the Radak says that the word b'shuv, he calls it a poel yotze, which is what we would call a causative.
Objective,
yeah, going out with a direct
transitive,
with a direct object. Yeah, exactly. Poel yotze, it's a transitive verb, and even though it's in the kal, nevertheless it has the meaning of a hisil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not coming back, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing back, is a hisil form.
You have shuva, the Shana should be saying though.
Yes, same idea. Now the Malbim brings the same on this. The Malbim refers to a later chapter, which I didn't manage to look up, where apparently he says he discusses this expression shuv being in the kal, yet nevertheless having a hifil meaning.
I always thought when it was in this context, I mean, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing back.
Yeah, it can do. It can mean that, but the word b'shuv is grammatically in the kal and doesn't mean to bring back, but to come back. Yeah, if you put it in the hifil lahoshes, then that means to cause to come back, which means to bring back. So the Radak and the Malbim both speak about this. That it has a meaning of a hisil, even though it happens to be in the kal. However, the Gemara in Megillah discusses this. The Megillah is of Kaftes on the Dalos, and the Gemara there says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bo Urei Kamach Chaviv Nisal Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how beloved HaKlal Yisrael are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol Mokam Shegolu, because every place where Klal Yisrael are going to Golus, Shechino in Mohem, the Shechino accompanies them. Yeah, and they keep stopping. I can't rely on it. The Chomokim Shegolu, in every place where they're going to Golus, Shchina Amem, the Shchina is with them. Shenema, it brings a pasuk. And then the Gemara later on says, V'af Kishen Asidim Migoel, even when Klal Yisrael in the future are going to be redeemed, Shechina Amem, the Shchina is with them. Shenema, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Eshevusucha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back your captivity. This is a pasuk in Parshas Netzavim, where the pasuk says, it's chapter lamed pasuk gimel, v'shav Hashem lekecha shavusecha, Hashem will come back, literally it's to come back, es shavusecha, with your captives.
The Shekhinah.
So the Gemara learns from this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is in Golos. And the Shekhinah itself will come back. That's why it's b'shav in the kal, because the Shekhinah is also in Golos. And when Klal Yisrael come back from their Golos, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah will also come back from its Golos. So that goes well.
That has the same
thing with Ein Shavuos for Beis HaMikdash. Yeah.
That's
a lesson of Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's also to rest.
There is no resting in Shabbos, but the Korban Pesach go on. Yeah, because it's related, because it comes from resting, as related to Shabbos, and it means Dinim Drabonon of Shabbos.
But there's no return, no sense of a return in it.
Right. Now the Meiri learns a bit like you learned, Dr. Shapiro, on this passage. Miyatein. Till now we've learned that Miyatein is a wistful expression. Halavai. I wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring about the Geula. Says the Meiri, it's not a wistful expression, it's an expression of amazement. Miyatein. Don't the nations know? Going back to what we've been speaking in the past, we've spoken all about the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Don't they know who will bring about the Geula? So it's a very similar expression to what you said. And that's how the Meiri learns it. Don't they know who is the master of the world who's going to save Klal Yisrael? Yeah. That's how the Meiri learns. Now, let's... The Yalk Shimoni on our pasuk says that. Yeah, it says that on Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael, again, that that in the good times the Ovis celebrate with us, and in bad times the Ovis are in mourning along with us. Yeah. Now let's. Yeah, the. Oh, the Masad Rav Kook, Pirushan Tehillim, also speaks about this idea of Shin Vav Veis. Oh, yeah, that's right. B'Shuv Hashem Shavus Amo. He learns the word Shavus. Yeah, Masad Rav Kook, a chiddush on it. He says the word Shavus does not mean captivity. The root will be Shin Veis. He says it's Shin Vav Veis, to return. And it's when Hashem returns, the returnings of his people. So he learns what Shavus is Shin Vav Veis, to return. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring everything back, turn the clock back to the situation as it once was. Yeah. Now
he would say to bring back the rest that the Jewish people.
Give them the rest.
Give them back
their people. Yeah. I think that's actually how the Tzitzion learns. Yeah, he quotes that passage with Shuvah
Vanachah. In the sense of Shavus.
Of peace and quiet. Yeah. Right. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. Now, I'd be happy to carry on. Probably take about another 10 to... about another 10 minutes or so.
Have you got another session?
Another session on Sunday. The Surah might be here again, and I think it's enough for one day.
Okay, all right. Okay.